gonna grind to have says about Mitzir that Lama Gimel Gimel on basic interest not because the Gemara Achichik your brothers Yehuda Bar Mikra those are ones who learned Chumash, meaning Sheinim Yodin Din they don't know rules by rice and rulings. Kiim Alpi Bali Gemara only based on what those who learn Gemara tell them. So Nechem those who hate Yehuda Bar Mishnah those are ones who learn Mishnah Shesvurim Leida. They thought they'll know Kumay Bali Gemara like those who learn Gemara, but Ve'in Yodin Bir Advarim they don't know clearly. Those who excommunicate you, those are ignorant ones. Sometimes they hate the mitcham. Sometimes maybe you can say, "Oh, they lost their hope." It says, "They'll see in your joy, you saw the Jewish people, Yismachu, they'll rejoice." Because only the idol worshippers will be ashamed. Shall return to you the second parak of Mitzvah, parak of Mitzvah with Taisus. Now we begin the third parak, parak Hamafkin. So it says, some don't have the text, Oisha Avdoi. Meaning that if someone deposited by his friend Bay Makel and it got stolen or got lost, they don't have that gear. Mishum debabeidah like a kevel, because by a lost object you don't have the salach of kevel. But v'yashi yashvik resolve shekach toin hanifkad. This is just what the shamer was claiming. And then you find that it was actually stolen. Or you know, another part on the yoid mishenigne v'mitach beisa. We know it was stolen from his house. Ach ein on the yoid. We just don't know in pasha if it was negligence oisha abdoi. Or if it was his loss. So on the other hand, we know got lost from him. Ach, lo yadin, we just don't know. My day gneve, if it was being stolen, or they're the rachos, something else. That's what's saying, nignu, or you abdu. But you're right, the ultimate idea was about gneve. Next, there's about to be in the words of the Mishnah, nignu, stolen. Who then, the same thing is, meaning, and he pays and doesn't wanna swear, because it was stolen. So this is hood in the mum shati. So it simply would be not if he says that it was stolen, but if he says that it was I was negligent, he still gets the capable. Like the Gemara says on Daf Lamed Dalad, Mikadiboy put the Navish Bignev, since he could have exempted himself by saying the claim that it was stolen. So why are we picking Nignevu and not Pshati? Lochad Mazanakad Nignevu, just picking the norm that it usually gets stolen. Churigilis Litan, that's the usual claim. Tavashu Pata. Something that he would be exempt, even though he wants to pay. But Ivan Pirush explains Masin Nami, this is what the Mishnah means. The Nefkut Mishnignibu, the Pshia, that the one that the Shemer says it was stolen through negligence. And Balay Rotz L'Sham, what does that mean? I knew. Balay Rotz L'Sham, Lashaka doesn't want to swear falsely. He says, yeah, I owe, and therefore he pays, and therefore he gets the cave. Next says Matzah begins in Mogog, and pays the Akadabita Asu. For example, fruits of a palm tree that usually come, that's where Emmaus says Halacha. You can mark in double shlobel ayla. So he said, at the time, you're going to say, but v'acha over here, I feel like if he did the asu, even if it would normally come, how could he acquire the kevel, but moyis shashilim, with the money that he's paying, but like moyis in a kindness, but money only doesn't acquire, ella l'mekim ala b'misha parah, only makes, like the Gemara says, the Mishnah later on the Mendal Menav, just that, you know, that you have to go through with it. Whoever doesn't pay, will get punished by Hashem, but how could he acquire? But like, moreover, my kapar b'samah, what does the Gemara surely ask? Mi yeim in the Megandro, who said that's going to be stolen? What do you mean? But look at Shim Kvar HaNignevo, what do you mean? When he paid, it's already stolen. But what it should have said is, mi yeim in the Nignevo, who said that it was stolen? Peter Shim Kvar HaNignevo, that it was already stolen. Shim HaNignevo, maybe it was lost. Shim HaNignevo says, no, the Makshah said, but the one who was asking the question thought, Mishas Meshicha Hikna Lehapara, it was really from when he pulled it, when he took it originally, the animal, he acquired the cow, Likna Sekevo, to acquire the Kevo, Kashyevo, when it's going to come. Now, Bafagal the Perak Mishnah is although the Gemara Babas stuff comes in on the base. I mean, we say the particular pears when it's regarding a palm tree for its fruits. A fuller bun might do the kani. Even Rabban agreed that you are kind of. So why we're saying it's only according to Meir. Hanushim David the Asu. That's because they usually come. Alachav here the David the Asu where it doesn't usually come, meaning this kefil. A fuller Meir like kani even according to Meir. That's what the Gemara is saying. Would not be kind of. So it says Rikash is difficult because Perikash left the Gemara getting up and Mabez. But the Gemara asks a question. When there's a slave that his master sold him to someone else just for the Knas, that if he gets killed by a Shar, that the Gemara says, did Nilavler and Meyel Loyal? Maybe even according to Meyel is not effective. Mishim Delevid the Asu, the Menegach, it's not common that it ox Shagor. I did maybe the other way around. If a little Rabban Yoel, maybe even Kor Rabban would be effective. Mishim Dehal Ka'avdi, because look, the slave is here. Avakatakal and Peresav. And it's like a palm tree for its fruit. Now, so there the Gemara takes it for granted, meaning over there that it is effective. And they were saying that, no, a cow is not effective, okay, well, there may be a quarter of a mayor. Sometimes we say, you have the Shem HaOsim Shchiach Tfei Malacha. Maybe there it's more common with the case of a Shor and the Eved. Then over here, we are the Kefil of being stolen from the Shem. Or Yinami, or another person, you could say, the Gemara is asking, Im Tim Tzalim, if you're going to say, it's going on the Im Tim Tzalim. If you say, Be'evet Shemach Rabbi L'Knas, Tzalim Ha'an L'Ramid, there's not a victory according to Meir, on that is what we're saying. You're right, the Gemara asks us a question. There's a question, we're just going on that side. Now, so it says, he just follows through, Mishan, the Gemara answers, Nasiko Imaloi, it's like as if he tells him, L'Keshet Tignev, B'tashlimeni, that when it's stolen, and you pay me, how do you produce a kinur lach me'achshav, it's according to you from right now. Oh, so it's not like Tessa Thor, Na'avimina, that only acquires when he pays. Shukov HaPar Mochaloi, that he already sold him the actual cow itself. Ashtar Kevah Shalem HaMelu, where now the cable is his by itself, by default, and that's how it's going to work, and it's not going to be considered as something that only comes later on.